With Congress focused on business reform, welfare reform is getting scant attention at the moment. But the issue will move to the front burner in the coming months because the 1996 welfare law is up for renewal this year. Welfare reform has been widely heralded as a success as welfare caseloads decline dramatically around the country. But Douglas Besheroff of the American Enterprise Institute says some of the figures being bandied about are old and misleading. He joins us now. Mr. Besheroff, in an op-ed piece in today's Washington Post, you wrote that the decline in welfare caseloads actually stopped last July and that in many states, welfare cases are on the rise. Can you explain that?
Sure, and they're up a lot in some states. That really shouldn't surprise us, right? Our economy, although it hasn't tanked, has been very weak. The unemployment rate is up, and people who can't find jobs, or at least single mothers who can't find jobs, often end up on welfare. But we should not let the listeners get the wrong idea. Since 1994, welfare caseloads are down almost 60%. It's just that that seven-year decline in caseloads, a 60% decline, stopped last year and has begun inching up.
Now, as you said, some of these are very dramatic increases. You mentioned Nevada. You said 44% increase. Indiana and Montana, 21%. South Carolina and Arizona, 20%. How is it possible that these kinds of increases are, as you say, going unnoticed?
Well, it's an accident, or at least a vagary, of the way we count welfare cases a little bit these days, like the way we count corporate profits, right? You have to keep everything in mind. The 1996 welfare law authorized states to run separate programs for separate categories of families using welfare funds. Those separate programs include hundreds of thousands of families, and in the official statistics, those families are not included. And it's in those kinds of special programs where the caseloads have risen the most. One example, New York. About 20,000 families have hit the five-year time limit on welfare benefits.
And we're talking about federal welfare.
Federal welfare, excuse me. And they've been shifted to a state welfare program. The federal numbers, quite properly, don't count those families that are now in the state program, but those families are still on welfare, and they should be counted as we think about what's happening to the caseloads.
In the states where this shifting is going on, where some cases are being shifted into state programs, are they in effect hiding their welfare cases by doing that?
No, I don't think it's deliberate, but we have to understand that this is happening to appreciate that the economy is affecting welfare caseloads today.
What are the implications for the reauthorization of the 1996 Welfare Act?
Well, I think it's important to say that the welfare law, by most accounts, has been a vast success. But right now, the assumption is that the caseloads could never go up again. And so both the Republican and the Democratic plans spend all the money that we used to spend on welfare on other things. And I think that this uptick in the caseload should remind us that welfare caseloads could rise just as they fell, and that we ought to be banking enough money to protect welfare recipients if the caseloads rise a lot.
How do we bank that money? What do you mean by that?
Well, most states would like to run rainy day funds. They'd like to take some of their federal welfare money and, in effect, say, we're holding this for a time when our caseloads increase. The states have been under tremendous political pressure to spend that money. What else is new? And they've gotten no support from the federal government. So I think if I were trying to draw a lesson here, it would be that the federal government and all of us should be encouraging the states to save the money for what may be a very large increase in caseloads.
Douglas Besheroff specializes in welfare reform at the American Enterprise Institute. He also teaches welfare policy at the University of Maryland School of Public Affairs.